The big dumb dip won again?
Oh, yeah, he did. It's a Friday victory WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the Eagles win their sixth straight. Ike, buddy, how we feeling?
Victory!
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Come
on,
man.
Oh, boy. Oh, but 8-2? Are we being serious right now? 8-2, six straight wins, haven't lost since before the bye. Nick Sirianni is the toast of the town. Well, maybe not yet, but Ike, what'd you see last night?
Well, I saw a lot last night. Boy, I tell you, this team is something else.
Yes.
Every week.
Always something to talk about.
Every week.
Always something to talk about.
Let me just say, we'll start from the end versus the beginning of the game. Let's start with the end of the game.
Sure.
Listen, what I saw last night is the MVP of the league. That's what I saw last night.
Jalen?
No, that's not what I saw last night. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. I mean, and I'll get into it throughout the rest of the day why I think he is, and he probably won't win it, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to start lobbying for it, and people should start lobbying that he should be. And he's definitely is in the conversation, but getting serious consideration for MVP. When you think about where this team collapsed and finished last year, all the stuff that was surrounding this team coming into the season, he's pretty much the biggest difference on that side of the football. And we already know the identity of the team starts with number 26 in this offensive line. What a magnificent performance from the offensive line last night to wear down that Washington team. Wasn't an easy win. Wasn't an easy win. Did not look good offensively for the Eagles. Quarterback play was subpar at best, but he picked it up. I'll give him credit for that. He picked it up as the game went on. He made some plays in that second half, and my goodness, 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. I started with Saquon because, quite frankly, he sealed the deal for us last night. But we're not in that game last night if not for the defense.
It was unbelievable.
If not for the defense, and I'll say it happened last week too. So that's, for me, that's 2 weeks in a row. The defense really led the charge to win the game, and it gave the offense time to get their bearings together and then finally get rolling. And Saquon got rolling offensively. This defense, real quick, I heard last night, a lot of people doing some comparison defenses, this and that. They go all the way back to the 90s. Listen.
We don't have to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I played with a bunch of guys in the early 2000s. That was a pretty damn good defense.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good defense.
Pretty
Hall
good.
Of, Hall of Famer on the defense. Guys with multiple Pro Bowls on every level. D-line, linebackers, and secondary. Multiple Pro Bowlers in the secondary. The defense is young, and it's promising. We still got a ways to go before we start getting in those types of categories and doing it over a sustained period of time. But it was a beautiful thing last night to watch him play, man. And Zach Bond, I mean, I'm talking about Saquon as MVP. Zach Bond, I'm not going to say defensive player of the year, but man.
I don't think he could do anything more than he does. Breaking up passes,
yes,
big hits, yada, all that
big
stuff.
Big plays, man. He is all over the field. So he certainly is in that all-pro consideration. It's just one of those wins, Spike, where I got to say to myself, you know, you get a feeling about a team, and you're saying this is a championship performance. But what that looks like can come in various ways. Right? It could be you blew a team out by 30 or 40, so you're looking at a dominant performance offensively. I don't know, you shut out three or four straight teams, so it's a defensive dominant performance. I look at this team and I say it has a championship look to them because there's a fight to them right now and a belief to them that they should win every game. And it may not start pretty, but they don't – it never spirals out of control. It never. In other words, what happened in Tampa – to me, primarily happened because we were missing a lot of players and we didn't come into the game with the right frame of mind. But that's an ugly loss in Tampa. That's an ugly loss. Other than that, this team has pretty much showed up every week, man, and has at least given you the effort that you look for. And it's a fun team to watch. My goodness. And I can't say it enough. Saquon Barkley, offensive line, defense. Game balls, man. I can't wait to Jack give out his game balls.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I mean, the
offense won't be getting a game ball, though.
Well, the offensive line is.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Well, the offensive line is pushing people around in a way
man.
That just. And as great as Saquon is great, but when you look at what they are doing to the offensive line is doing to the other team.
That's what kept us in that game last night.
Yep. And having Jordan back is just. And Fred Johnson did a good job, but having Jordan back it's just like a different animal, that offensive line.
Yeah.
And just another quick thing on the defense is we're looking at the defense evolve and get better and better. And we're thinking a lot about from the bye week till now. But I don't think it should be ignored that we don't win the Saints game if it wasn't for defense.
That's really where it first started was in that game.
Honestly, you know when I want to think that it first started? And we don't think about the defense in this game. But the very first game of the year, the very first quarter.
We turned the ball over.
We turned the ball over twice,
yep.
I believe.
You're right.
And the defense stood up the Green Bay Packers before they even were what they are today.
If that game goes 14-0, we probably lose that game.
Yep.
Instead, it was 6.
And the other thing I want to say, just to get it out, because it's been 2 straight weeks where, and this is exactly what you say, that you want to. You don't want to hear anything about Nick Sirianni the day after a win.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been.
Right.
But I'm gonna say something positive about him.
I want to hear that now. I want to hear that.
This resolve that you talk about, and this don't quit that you talk about, and this getting better every week that you talk about.
Yeah.
Look, every player on the team deserves credit for doing those things. 100%. They have to do it. The coordinators, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, deserve credit for figuring out what to do with the personnel they have, keeping those guys' eyes on the prize. Absolutely. But the team's attitude, culture, and we heard this from Mike Lombardi yesterday. I said, what's the most important thing for a head coach? Is it X's and O's or is it culture? And he said, 90% of it is culture. And clearly, this team, whatever was wrong last year, has been fixed. And I once again, I give credit to Sirianni for adjusting, for changing, for being humble enough to know what he was doing that was wrong and address it. And when a team comes to play every week, doesn't give up when things don't start the way that it should, that is a reflection of the head coach. And he doesn't talk the way we want him to talk all the time. And he will make some fourth down decision at some point. Now, we found out last night those decisions may have been I don't know if they're Jake Elliott related before this week.
He
will do that again at some point.
Sure.
But we should not forget the vibe of the team, the want-to of the team is a reflection of him, and he deserves credit for that.
Yep.
So it was a great win, but I cannot let this part go because it is too important. Because the quarterback is the most important that I hear all the time, touches the ball every offensive play, calls this, calls that. I went through this thing with Ben Simmons where I saw something that in my gut I saw. I was like, well, he's not shooting. He's the point guard. And I had people telling me that I was crazy because this very basic thing that I knew, that I saw, that I felt in my gut, I was told that I was crazy. Tell me that the things that I'm seeing, I'm not seeing. Point guards have to shoot. There's a very basic thing that I saw that I felt. Quarterbacks have to be able to make quick decisions and throw the ball well. Jalen had a string of a few games where it felt like it was going one direction. But the last few games, it's gone the other direction. And this is 2 straight games where the entire first half, you're thinking to yourself, now he may plays here and there, but you're thinking to yourself like, what is this guy seeing? And there's open receivers that he's not hitting. There's open receivers that the open receivers he's not even throwing to. There's open receivers that he doesn't hit. There are moments where he is leaving an absolutely clean pocket to go run around and look for a play when he doesn't need to do it. There are times when he's holding the ball too long. And I will not be told, well, I'm sure I will be told. But I will not believe this thing that I am seeing with my eyes that is very clear to me is not a thing that I'm seeing. And I want to be clear that his run for a first down was important. He did make big throws. Those mm-hmm. things happened. Mm-hmm. But these other things also happen. And here's the clearest way I can think about it. And they can win with him there. Can they win? Sure. They could win with him there. They're winning now. He's not the worst quarterback in the league. Like other quarterbacks aren't infallible. All these things are true. But I look at every position on the Philadelphia Eagles, and quite honestly, quarterback is the one that I am least confident in. Running back, confident. Wide receivers, confident. Tight end, confident. Offensive line, confident. Defensive secondary, confident. Linebackers, confident. Maybe I'd say edge.
I don't say that D edge, line. Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, edge of the D line, yeah. You know, inside, fine.
Pretty good.
The
yep.
edge, but like that's where it is, and that's what we're dealing with right here.
His position has the most impact,
right? And you can see, and by the way, the defense is scheming around their deficiencies on edge, mm-hmm. and we're doing the same thing on offense. But there will come a time where this will hurt us. Now It doesn't mean you dump them. It doesn't mean that you don't have a better situation than maybe 10 or 15 other teams in the league. And it doesn't mean that you can't win. But these things that I am seeing with my eyes that I know, they are there. And I am my worry is that it will be those things. Because this team is super. I don't care if it's rookies in the defensive secondary. They're ready. They're ready. You know, the offensive line is ready. The wide receivers are ready. And when I say ready, I mean ready to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The running back is ready. I don't like the quarterback just doesn't look ready to me.
Here's the thing. Listen, there is truth in what you're saying. I'll just say this. They're able to overcome those things. Right? As long as he's not turning the ball over, you can fight your way back into the game. It's not perfect. It's not pretty. I mean, listen, he missed AJ on the sideline. I don't know how that happened. And is the one he threw to Devontae in the end zone. You could have just threw it to Dallas Goedert underneath. He probably walks into the end zone. Certainly, he'll truck somebody getting into the end zone with the momentum.
The one that Dotson dropped, I think it was AJ was open right next to him.
Yeah. So those plays are there, and you have to hope that those don't come in the moment where it's crunch time, right? I don't think anybody can ignore what we see. That's why the damn game was frustrating in the first half. Because we were leaving plays out there on the field.
Right. We were focused on Jake Elliott missing what he missed.
Which is part of it.
Which is part of it for sure. But the other guys leaving points out there too.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
So
yep, that's there. And you got to, man, I'm going to keep sort of a hopeful mindset that it's not going to happen. That when we get to the postseason, when you get in these games, that's not going to be something that costs us a game. But I can't say that people shouldn't be concerned about it. I mean, how can you not be at times?
And you can do both things at once, right? Like you can be excited for the way the team is playing, excited for the rest of the season, happy about all of these things while understanding that this thing also exists. Yep. And I'm not trying to make one thing bigger than the other because I walked away from that game thrilled. I can't believe they've won six in a row. And you know, in a lot of ways, that was a tough game last night, mm-hmm. but in a lot of ways, they dominated that game.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways, they dominated that game. That was really encouraging. And even defensively, you know, I think it was the first time that we saw a team, you know, Washington is a strong offensive football team. Mm-hmm. So we didn't tackle everybody right away every time, but I thought it was a strong
team. Oh, they got players.
Yeah, they got players. Mm-hmm. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a big victory Friday show on the WIP Afternoon Show. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I don't even know where to start. Like, I mean, winning the six games in a row and all that, that's cool. I mean, we did that the past 2 years. I mean, that's You know, that's
man, that's nothing. That's nothing. See, that
ain't boring.
What I'm saying is that ain't nothing. But it's like I'm not act like we won the championship last night. You know, like last night it was a frustrating game. Hey, let me point something out to y'all. This locker room is tight, and let me give you one example why. Right, your kicker is missing kicks. Right, I saw a team that everybody loved when his kicker was missing kicks. Team captain went and punched him in the face. Right. We saw that
right. Yes.
Team that everybody loves.
That's true.
Spike's dad was giving an interview in the locker room last night, and I heard one of the players say, Jake's still the best effing kicker in the league. We going to get it right. So that shows you that locker room, that coach, everybody said, oh, we don't know. He got that locker room tight. That's what I love. This defense, man, this is the best Eagles defense I've seen since Ike and them. This defense is better than the 2022 team. The defense is better than the 2017. I don't care what nobody say. This defense is better than those teams. When we went to this season, we did not expect this. Everybody said this was going to be an offensive-led team. You know, everybody said that this is a defensive-led team and running the football, right? That's what's happening with this team right now. My man Spike, let me give you something real quick, buddy.
Yes, sir. Listen,
I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm just going to give you an opinion because you say this is a four-hour show, right? You got to talk about everything. Well, me, I only got 1 minute. So I'm going to give you this real quick.
Well, one minute's a stretch. Come on, Corey. Yeah. Relax.
I'm going to give you this on the way out.
Okay.
This quarterback, when we went to the Super Bowl last time, down the stretch, he ain't look good. He didn't look good versus the Giants, right? He didn't look good versus the 49ers, and he didn't look good versus the Giants again. All I know is what I've seen over time is when we need winning plays to be made, when that game is on the line, he has done that. Am I telling you he Peyton Manning, he Tom Brady? No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is when the game is on the line and this quarterback has needed to make plays, he's done that. That's all.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, Corey. He does that thing. My thing is that if the easy things were there earlier in the game, he might not even have to do that. And
You're right. But that's why it's a team game.
Yep.
You know?
You're right.
And like y'all talked about yesterday, like he might have deficiencies like Ike was preaching. I'm not going to knock him for having talent on his team. This we the Eagles, baby. We win together. So as long as my defense got me, as long as my other my wide receivers, my toes got me.
As long as the team's loaded, he's fine.
I'm not worried. I mean you could throw jokes and ha 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 he blah blah blah, all that joke. That's cool. I see my team. We win in football games. So y'all get this. Everybody jokes. Hey, it's another team on the schedule. Rams up next. One game at a time. That's all. You know.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Corey. Appreciate you, buddy. 215-592-9494. Going to be a big victory. I like doing a Victory Friday show.
Yeah, victories in 1 week.
Yeah.
Two victories in 1 week.
How are you feeling, Fritz? So Fritz came in wearing his Eagles gear, which feels good.
Per usual. My boys.
Good little crew neck you got on there.
We got a Philadelphia football team.
We do.
Defense and run the ball.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what everyone wants?
It is.
It's a defense and
run the ball.
Yeah. It's a Philadelphia football team, like Smash Mouth football.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what's working right now.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Listen, last night, I know this might surprise you, but last night, Jalen Hurts made me a believer.
Oh,
believer in what?
A higher power. It's the only thing that makes sense with him. It's the only thing that makes sense.
You're saying there's a higher power that is blessing him?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying he was fortunate last night?
The big man upstairs is
first of all, see, here's where you're wrong at, because you're making it about Jalen. I didn't see Jalen. Now listen, he missed some throws. I didn't see him put the ball in harm's way last night.
He did not. I don't think there were any turnover-worthy plays.
He didn't play reckless.
Nope.
And to be honest, Jake Elliott missed field goals that he should make. If I'm being honest, that game could have been a lot different with points on the board already. That the game really became tighter because we miss field goals.
Well, see, I keep telling you, Ike, you can't leave points on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you got to make them. By the way, good job by Nick last night. Was there a situation last night that he could have gone for
yes.
and didn't?
So end
or a
of,
couple of them. Yeah, so
there was.
I know.
Was it end of the first half?
End of the first half.
Yeah, there was fourth and three.
Yeah,
they were on the three-yard line. Yeah, something like that.
I was also surprised. Were you guys surprised late he didn't go for it?
No.
No, but the two-point I meant. After the one touchdown, it could have made it that much further away, settled for the extra point.
It made it a 16-point lead rather than a 17.
Yeah, I think it would have made it a
10-point lead.
Something like that.
Okay.
Rather than a touchdown, could have still tied it.
I can't remember the numbers. I'm sorry, it was last night.
If they'd have missed it, it would have been an 8-point lead,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do
No, that? Hold on. I think...
No, Acho asked the same thing. So
really?
Yeah, he asked that on Twitter, like, why didn't they go for two last night to make it a 10-point
It felt like
game.
A classic Sirianni
Or was it to make it a...
Look at us.
Yeah, it would have made the score 20-10.
If he
instead
went for
he
two.
Made it, yeah, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, and instead he made it 19-10.
It couldn't have been 19-10. They ended up with... Wait, did they end up with 26? Was it 26-18? Yeah. That makes sense.
They made it 19. Yeah. They would have made it 20-10. Instead, 19-10 is still a two-score game.
You know what's funny? That last, I thought...
As opposed to if he doesn't get it, it's 18-10. Now it's a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
I thought the other interesting one was that last touchdown where they made it, because he kicked the extra point, but Jake Elliott had already missed an extra point and two field goals.
Yeah.
But then you think to yourself, if I go for two here because I'm worried about the kicker, I might lose him forever. And I think, you know, part of it is you go back to him because right now we'll get into Jake Elliott in a minute, but like they need to save Jake Elliott. That's a better option.
They're not cutting him. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
So yeah, you got to get his head in the right place. And to be honest, I was happy with that decision.
Yep.
Because again, you're still making it a two score, two touchdown, 2-point conversion game.
Yep.
Versus one touchdown, extra point, touchdown, 2-point conversion game.
Now, Ike, I heard you have not heard Nick Sirianni's post-game speech.
I have not heard it.
So we will play. It's another good one.
Yes. The big dumb dip.
What do you think about Dan Quinn's decision last night?
Oh, to go for it?
Yeah.
So to me, it felt desperate, not aggressive.
Ah, is that what you came up with?
That's what I came up with. It felt desperate.
I just wanted to hear it.
Because they weren't moving the ball well.
Exactly.
And he was like, you know what? I don't know when we're going to be down here again. So we're gonna go for this here. So it felt like he was reaching rather than he was pushing. One of the reasons I like going in the situations that you don't is that it feels aggressive to me as opposed to desperate. Like
that's a thin line.
Yeah,
that's a very thin line.
And sometimes it comes down to whether you get it or not.
Yes,
that thin line it comes down to whether you accomplish what you're
so
trying to
do. So they're one of the better teams on fourth down.
Yeah.
And going for it. That's why he wanted to go ahead and do it. But the analytics said kick the field goal.
Oh, did they?
That's what was said on ESPN. That the analytics said in that situation,
kick the field goal.
Yeah,
he went with his gut.
He went with his gut.
Yeah.
But he didn't go with the feel from the game, because here's the thing, it was 2nd and 1. Then it was 3rd and 1.
Right.
Then it was 4th and 2. Like, you lost yardage. You didn't gain more yardage.
And it was Bond that made that big play, right? Mm-hmm. It was Bond that made that hit.
But Jalen disrupted the play from the beginning, right?
Yeah. Jalen had a great game. Yeah. Jalen Carter.
Dude, he played every snap.
Yeah. And he was an animal last night. He was an animal.
2 straight wins. No aggressiveness. Good Nick.
That's right. Taking what's there.
We're leaving points on the field by kicking stuff.
He's
now
never going to kick a field goal again.
No. All right. So we will give you the Nick Sirianni post-game speech next, and your call is 215-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.